T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
JB, do you have any sense from the front office or from Robert about maybe what the leash is right now before there's some serious organizational changes?
No. I mean, we've had conversations, but you know, we allowed the front office, you know, they do their job, and we do ours. We stay in contact with one another, but no on that.
And JB, after seeing another third quarter collapse and another loss like this, especially on the beginning of a homestand, what's your emotional state right now?
My emotional state is steady. We've got to do a better job as coaches of maintaining our guy spirit. I think that's the difficult piece is, you know, in those moments, again, because of what's happened the past 6 weeks, we're kind of beaten. And, you know, we allow one play to impact the next play, then it impacts the next play. And next thing you know, it's one of those runs that are happening. We've got two options. And the only way we see it is you fight or you run. And tomorrow we'll show up, we'll go to work. Wednesday we'll show up and we'll go to work. And that's the only approach that we can take. That's the only way that, you improve as a team. It's the only way, you feel better about yourself is you put in the work. And, you trust that the work will lead to some of the results that you want. But that's the only options we got.
Coach, with this one being, the magnitude of this game, this being a nationally televised game, did this one was this one a little bit more disappointing than the others recently here?
No, they all are. All losses hurt the same. We've got to answer the bell. We've got to fix the third quarter issues. So that's the approach that we take. Is it's not a, one is bigger, one is larger. It's not a finger pointing. It's fix the problem. And all of us collectively have to stay in that mindset of whatever the issue is, fix it. Right? Another issue comes up, you fix it. And it's, as simple as that. But the time has to be spent. The energy has to be spent to do that.
JB, you obviously want the win on a day as big as today, but, just how big is it? Just putting on your suit in the morning, getting in your car, how different is it from every other game, it being MLK Day and it being Memphis and you guys playing today?
Well, I think it's an honor to play on this day, and it's an honor to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Like I said beforehand, all of us wouldn't be able to sit in this room with one another and have this discussion. I wouldn't be able to, to have the job that I have. The fans wouldn't be able to sit amongst one another and celebrate and cheer together and with a common goal. And, we all know, the history with the city of Memphis and how important this game is to the organization. So it's an honor to be a part of it. It's a privilege to be a part of it.
JB, some of the fundamental things that you've addressed on the court, you've talked about before, you've addressed it with the team before. How challenging is it to continue to find that voice or that spark when it just hasn't really been there? How challenging is it to continue to search for that?
It's the job, and it's all of our jobs. So, we have great jobs. All of us do. So you show up every day and you do your job. There's no, there's no hesitation, there's no questions. You've been given a task, and you have a responsibility, you know, to the organization, to your family, to show up every day and bust your ass. And that's what we do. And you know, whatever the challenges may be, that's the approach that we have.
Time for a few more. Mark.
When you look at what would have to happen for the season to be deemed as successful, have the goalposts shifted at all, you know, in recent weeks? And is there still a possibility for the season being seen as a good one for the franchise?
Yeah, I think if we improve no matter what, you know, obviously, you know, the goals coming into the season, you know, everybody put this standard here, but, you know, I think collectively, you know, no matter what the season is, you know, how do you become a better basketball team? And, you know, in being our first year, you know, what foundation do you lay in order to find sustainable success in the future? And I think that's the most important piece is, you know, in order to build a program, you have to start with a strong foundation. So, you know, the focus is there. You know, let the results be what they may be, but build the foundation of whatever your program is going to be in order to allow you to have sustainable success. I think that's how you judge the season for us as coaches.
Coach, just coming out of the second half, the third quarter again, is there anything that new that can be done or tried to get some energy going out of that second half?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, we go back, we watch the film, you know, we have conversations, you know, there's different things that we do in practice, you know, all those things, but you know, we've got to get the job done. There's, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts or ways around it. Is, you know, all of us have to assume responsibility and know the situation that we're in that quarter, you know, the runs that we've been giving up, and, you know, we've got to execute our assignments, you know, over and over and over again. And, you know, we preach it, you know, the responsibility is what's now. The responsibility is not what happened the play before or what we think may happen on the next two possessions. So every single possession, I have a responsibility. And if each individual carries out their responsibility and their assignment, you know, those end up being good possessions. The more good possessions you put together, you know, the better the results. So that's where we have to be, and that's got to be our focus, is we've got to be small-minded, you know, and singular focused when it comes to those moments and understand what's happening. And then how do we fix it? You know, you fix it by five guys taking care of their responsibility.
Coach, this lengthy homestand coming up here, how are you guys looking at it? I mean, just how important is it for you guys to try and get things right here?
I mean, it's comfortable. You know, your routine, you know, practice days, you know, less travel, obviously, an opportunity to catch your breath, so to speak, you know, with not getting on planes late at night and, you know, tough back-to-backs and those types of things. So it'll give us an opportunity to work. And give us an opportunity to perform in a comfortable environment, and hopefully we can take advantage of it.
Last two questions, Peter and Lee.
JB, does this team have the energy to do the things defensively and offensively for 48 minutes you need them to do, and do you need to look at significant rotation changes in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, we can look at the rotation. You know, I mean, obviously with the bodies that are missing, guys have to play. You know, so, you know, our guys have trained and put themselves physically in shape to do what we've asked them to do. You know, it is a hard job. It's hard for anybody. But if, you know, you can't play two ends, you know, you're not going to have any success in this league. You know, we're not one of these teams that has, you know, a ton of offensive firepower where we can just get into shootouts, you know, and not worry about the defensive end of the floor. We've got to compete defensively. You know, that's the only chance we give ourselves. And then on the offensive end, like I said, you know, we have to win the possession game. You know, you can't afford to turn the ball over in stretches. And you got to continue to get the shots. Again, I thought we got some open looks tonight. You know, we created those for one another. We got to continue to play unselfish basketball. Play the game the right way, you know, with the right spirit, and be rewarded for your spirit, for your effort. But we've got no choice but, you know, to play this style of basketball.
Coach, what have you learned about being an NBA head coach, particularly through this season and this difficulty?
I mean, you learn who you are and what matters to you most. You learn how to deal with adversity and try to lead people through adversity, you know, and I think it says a lot about, you know, who you are as a person every single day, whether or not you're riding the emotional roller coaster of an NBA season and the wins and losses and, you know, the trades and the injuries and all those things that happen to your team. To me, you know, as challenging as it is, it's fun to show up and fight. You know, it's fun to show up with this group of guys. You know, I mean, I've said it before, you know, that they make our jobs easier because of their attitude and approach every single day. They show up and, you know, regardless of what happened last night, we practice, they show up with energy. You know, they give it to us there. You know, our thing right now is, you know, how do we overcome a little bit of a broken spirit? And that's the challenge for us now. And we know, you know, the emotional piece of the game, you know, can be difficult. That can be the hardest part. You know, the X's and O's, you know, those types of things, you know, we can all figure that out. But it's, you know, it's finding that spirit again. And that's our challenge as a group. That's our challenge as coaches, you know, how we help these guys and help our team find that spirit again. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.